things are not going to be all right. They're going to be very messed up if Republicans and MAGAs in Congress are not willing to have a good faith conversation about the cliff that we are hurtling ourselves towards as a country when it comes to healthcare accessibility. And I mean, affordable, high quality health insurance. We've got a special guest with us this half hour. She is Jennifer Sullivan, the Director of Health Coverage Access for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. You can find out more about the center and their work specifically on the ACA and health insurance premiums for folks that access their health insurance through the ACA exchanges by going to cbpp.org. Right before the break, Jenny, we talked a bit about, and I was queuing up, the fact that, for example, in the state of Wisconsin, we have had for a long time a nonprofit health insurance carrier that provided insurance to folks through the ACA that was participating in the ACA. It's called Common Ground. There are a few other nonprofit health insurance carriers. These health insurance carriers are dropping out of the exchanges because the risk pool of folks that will access health insurance at these extraordinarily increased premiums because of the big, brutal bill, when something gets much more expensive, those that think they can go without health insurance aren't going to insure, which makes the folks that are still going to try to figure out a way to get health insurance the folks that will have greater needs, meaning it's more risky. So the nonprofits that didn't register to raise their prices at the 30-plus percentage level, which is what we saw here in Wisconsin for the for-profit health insurance carriers, they're dropping out of the exchanges. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on there and the fact that the fewer carriers we're seeing in the ACA, willing to provide insurance through the ACA exchanges, makes the ACA, frankly, more vulnerable. And over time, not just in this next insurance period, will make it more likely that folks will continue to see higher and higher premiums. Because again, these are for-profit companies, not the nonprofit health insurance carriers. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, absolutely, Maggie. It's insurers don't exist out of the goodness of their heart. They are businesses and they have to make business decisions. And when it looks like a whole lot of customers are going to go away and are going to be paying premiums, they make decisions based on that information. And what we saw with rate filings over the summer, spring, summer, heading into this year for next year, was insurers obviously jacking up rates enormously, more than we've seen in many, many years. They have to explain what they're doing when they do that. They have to have a justification. And so we can read these justification statements and they're reacting to medical inflation. They're reacting to tariffs and they're reacting to changes in regulations and in the law that are going to reduce the number of people who get coverage through the marketplace. And so it's a chicken and egg, but they react to that news and say, then we have to increase our rates so that we can continue to have enough money coming in our doors to provide coverage. And at the same time, they know that people will see those higher rates and be less likely to keep coverage. So it's a really, it's sort of an obvious thing when you think about spreading risk, right?
Yes.
There's only so many people in the marketplace. You reduce the number of people, the people that are left have to pay more. And the people that are left tend to be people with higher healthcare needs. And right. So this process repeats from one year to the next where you see premiums continue to go up and up.
And that, folks, is why you saw in the original version of the ACA the mandated coverage, because everyone was in, it would keep costs down because the risk, there would be just a lower overall level of risk when everyone is getting health insurance. This leads me to what I think is actually going on. While many Republicans, I don't think, have a grasp of the facts, right? I think they're being lied to by leadership. We saw Marjorie Taylor Greene jumping ship this week and saying, oh, wait, we actually need to do something about this. I've never agreed with her. Finally, wow, okay, a blind squirrel does find a nut every once in a while. My theory has always been that the nerds, the wonks in the MAGA regime from the Heritage Foundation, the folks that authored Project 2025, their objective has always been to create death by a thousand cuts of the ACA. You get rid of the mandate. There's now this retracting, this pulling back, this defunding of these premium credits. This, again, increases risk levels, makes it all much more expensive. This has this cycling impact, this domino impact, this pernicious circle that you just described. Do you perceive, does your organization perceive that the ultimate aim here may be to break the ACA? They couldn't legislate it, but if they can make it collapse, they still get to where they wanted to go.
We are seeing that play out. We're seeing that play out on what's in the regulation and the law on the marketplace. We're seeing it play out on what's to come for Medicaid. The worst has not started in that place, right, but it is certainly coming, and it's coming for rural hospitals. We've already started to see some of that impact. And what I will say is, in this moment, as the government is shut down and this issue of premium tax credit enhancements is at the center, this is a policy choice. And premiums can go up, and they do, and the marketplace always sort of, we knew that when we designed it. Creating the premium tax credit the way we did helped insulate people from that. And we are right now, if the enhancements aren't continued, we are choosing to take away that shield and expose people to all of this. So we have a policy solution. This isn't an unsolvable problem. It is a choice.
It is a choice that Republicans and MAGAs are making every day to not negotiate in good faith and to not tell the American public and Wisconsinites the truth. And make no mistakes, folks, the congressional delegation from the state of Wisconsin, Brian Steil, Derek Van Orten, Scott Fitzgerald, Glenn Grothman, Tom Tiffany, and Tony Weed combined have, let's see here, I'm doing some math on the air, have about 80,000 of the 96,000 Wisconsinites that have insurance at risk because of the big, brutal bill that every single one of them signed onto. If you live in their congressional districts and you get a shock near the holiday time because your ACA premium is now unaffordable, you know who to thank. The MAGAs in the Wisconsin congressional delegation and the one in the White House. Thank you so much to Jennifer from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Stick around, folks. Ask Maggie up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.